Nolte, Fox News has been losing to CNN since botched election night coverage. By John Nolte on December 9, 2020. Since its disastrous election night coverage, the garbage pile that is Fox News has been losing to far-left gmal. The far-left Associated Press reports that, since the presidential election, CNN has averaged 1.73 million viewers, more than double a year ago, the Nielsen company said. Fox News Channel had 1.56 million and MSNBC had 1.53 million. Bwahahahahahahaha. It gets better. It's the first time since December 2001, the newsy period after the September 11th terrorist attack, that CNN has beaten Fox News in this measurement for as long as a month, Nielsen said. Bwahahahahahahaha. Who loses to gmal, I mean, besides MSNBC? Well, now you can add the garbage pile that is Fox News to that list. The problem, of course, is not the Fox News primetime lineup, which is still number one in all of cable TV, not just cable news, in fact, in primetime. Fox News is number one with 2.65 million average viewers and gmal is way down in fourth with just 1.92 million viewers. The problem is the garbage pile that is the Fox News's daytime lineup. According to Nielsen, and I'll explain in a bit why I find this remarkable, the garbage pile that is the Fox News daytime lineup is down 10% over last year. The garbage pile that is the Fox News daytime lineup is down 10% over this same time in 2019. How is that even possible? It is 2020. We just had a presidential election, the sitting president is contesting that election, not to mention the coronavirus and the Trump vaccine. And still the garbage pile that is the Fox News's daytime lineup is down 10% over 2019, when there was no contested presidential election, where there was no pandemic. That is a disaster. Meanwhile, gmal has nearly doubled its viewers from last year. Oh, and then there's Newsmax TV, which has had an explosion of growth and is now growing competitive with the garbage pile that is Fox News. In all fairness, and I am nothing if not fair, we're not really going to know the lay of the land until February or March. Once the election is resolved, once the inauguration is over, once the lunacy of this news cycle works itself out, only then will we have a real feel for who's up and who's down. I suspect, though, Fox News has done serious damage to itself. The way the garbage pile meddled in the presidential election was simply unforgivable. You had Chris Wallace rigging the debate. You had Chris Wallace caught lying about rigging the debate. You had Fox News caught lying about Trump not repudiating white supremacy. You had Fox News rigging the election with lies passed off as polls. And then on election night, you had the garbage pile that is Fox News flat out rigging the results with terrible calls to aid and abet Joe Biden, along with calls so bad they later had to be retracted. The garbage pile that is Fox News hates its own viewers and see them as rubes and suckers. People are waking up to that, and with real alternatives out there, I think Fox's days of dominating are coming to an end. Plus, there's always the option of not watching cable news at all, which I heartily recommend. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.